Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about what I've come to see more and more is at the heart of the inside-out understanding, is at the heart of these podcast conversations that we have, is at the heart of all the teaching that I do. And it's funny, my daughter Clara traveled with me for about 6 months when she was in high school, and she came all over the world and attended all sorts of different trainings that I did. And she said to me after one training, she said, "Dad, does anybody else notice that no matter what the topic is, you pretty much talk about the same things?" And I laughed and I said, "Yeah, I think they know, but nobody minds because it's really, really helpful." But when I reflected on that conversation, I also realized it isn't really true. Even though some of the same stories may come up, even though we're always looking in the same direction, we're always looking towards what is true before the therefore, what is just true for everyone, always has been, always will be, regardless of whether they know it, regardless of how they think about it. What is universal? The thing that's really constant is the feeling. And it's one of the reasons that I'm not a huge fan of talking about this stuff on social media. And it is a personal thing, but it's that on social media, the words tend to get disconnected from the feeling. So when I am with a group, when I'm with another person, when I'm listening to somebody talk about the inside-out understanding, it's sweet. There is a depth to it. There is a feeling to it. And it inevitably happens. In fact, whatever you're talking about, you could be talking about cooking. You could be talking about plumbing. But if you really take the time to connect and to listen and to reflect, there's a sweet feeling of connection and aliveness present, whereas online conversations can pretty easily degrade into debates. And the debates are all about, well, who's saying it right? And what did Sid really mean when he'd said this? And what did this philosopher really mean? And is this the right way, or is that the right way? And I get caught up in that, same as anybody else. But the feeling is my guide. When the feeling is off, I just start to notice it, and it kind of wakes me back up, and I've learned to go back to the quiet. Sid once said, "What we're looking for is a silent mind." Not a mind without any noise, not a mind without thought, but a mind uncontaminated by thought. Sort of like you can put stuff into water that just sinks to the bottom. The water is uncontaminated by what you put in. And then there are other things that you can put in that kind of affect the water, that change the color of the water, that change the taste of the water, that change the toxicity or pH balance of the water. We can have noise in our heads, but our heads don't have to be contaminated by the noise. One of the ways Sid Banks talked about it in a video series he did called The Long Beach Lectures is he said, you have to go beyond all concepts, and you will find it in the stillness of your mind. In the quiet chambers of your mind, when you go from the known to the unknown, from the physical to the spiritual, when you hear beyond the word, an inner light goes on, and it brings out inner knowledge and wisdom, spiritual intelligence before the contamination of human thought. It's a feeling. You're looking for a feeling. Don't listen to the words. Look for a feeling. And one of the funniest instances of that was a woman came to one of my public talks in London, and she brought her husband. And it was that she'd been trying to get him to come along to a talk for a long time, and he finally was willing to go along to this one. And I asked her afterwards, I said, "How'd it go?" And she said, "It was great." And I said, "Oh, did he like it?" And she said, "No, he hated it." And I was like, okay, why is that great? And she said, because he said there was this weird feeling in the room. And she said, and I knew he was getting it. That's the thing about this conversation is, I think don't listen to the words can be a little bit of a confusing way to say it, but don't get caught up in how it's said. What you're looking for is a feeling, not a particularly feeling like happy, sad, angry, fearful, loving, but almost a spaciousness, a space inside of which other thoughts and feelings arise, a space of pure stillness, a space of true silence that allows you to hear anything that happens inside of it. The feeling of the blank page on which the words are written. It's a feeling, and it's contagious in the nicest possible way, because it's a feeling that is already present inside all of us. It is the simple feeling of being. It is the feeling of pure aliveness, pure consciousness, uncontaminated by our personal thinking. Not without personal thinking, but uncontaminated by our personal thinking. And if you're in that feeling, you're in life. I used to say sometimes that we're only ever in the feeling of our thinking or the feeling of life. And every time we drop out of our conceptual minds, we drop back into the deeper feeling at the heart of what it is to be alive, of what it is to be human. The feeling of being a human being. And that's what we fall in love with. And that's how this spreads. That's what we're all after. And from that feeling, everything is carried on that flavor, on that richness. It informs everything. It uplifts everything. It is an updraft that we can literally throw ourselves onto, surrender ourselves to, and it will lift us up. And we go higher. Higher in consciousness, higher in understanding, deeper in feeling, deeper in understanding, deeper into ourselves, into a world of deeper feeling. Maybe my favorite way Syd Banks ever put it on one of his early tapes was he said, if you're listening to this tape in your car and you find yourself in a beautiful, quiet feeling, pop the tape out, roll down the window, throw out the tape, and stay with the feeling. That feeling is you. That feeling has all the information you need to learn and to grow and to move forward. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.